This is Matt Wells at UN News. Life in the occupied Palestine territories is unsustainable, and with nearly one in three people out of a job, it also has the world's highest unemployment rate, a top UN official said on Wednesday. In its latest report on life under occupation, the UN Trade and Development Agency UNCTAD also found that nearly a quarter of a million children were in need of psychosocial support in 2017. Isabel Durant, UNCTAD Deputy Secretary General, has been speaking to UN News' Jens Renner.
UNCTAD is doing every year this report on economic analysis. So it's based on data, Palestinian data, that we are using in order to evaluate year after year, which is the evolution of the economic trend in Palestine, what about growth, what about employment, etc.
Can you talk about the findings, specifically the unemployment figures?
So the unemployment figures are really very bad. So 27% of the young people are without employment. So that's, of course, an enormous problem, because without perspective, without employment, with all the checking points, all the sometimes humiliation which the young people could feel, you are not helping the countries in order to develop not only the economy but also the perspective for young people to do something in the future. So it's why unemployment is probably more important in this country as in other countries, because there is no perspective. That's really important for young people in this situation.
Do you know how people are making money? How are people getting by?
I don't know, but I guess that they are using all the way to survive, and you try to find other ways. So it's normal that the human resilience of people trying to do something in order to have some revenue without job. So I don't know clearly how they do, but frankly, I ask me how it's possible, especially in Gaza, to live in this situation. But, they try to live, not correctly, but to find a way to survive.
In your report, you mentioned that in 2012, you assessed that in 2020, that it would not be sustainable anymore, the situation.
Yes.
Is that still the case? Yes. Is 2020 still the year?
It was a prediction, and probably what happened is demonstrating the bad trends. If we continue with a decreasing of support, decreasing of assistance, and incapacity for the Palestinian Authority, especially in Gaza, to develop their own economy and revenue, and maybe applying some austerity measure, which are absolutely not useful in an occupied territory. It's not the same as in a normal country. So I think that the situation today is unsustainable. She will be completely or more unsustainable in 2020 if we are not changing the way to work on this country. It's why we recommend that the international community try to avoid to left Palestine behind, because if we forget Palestine, if we are busy with other priorities, if we are busy with other discussion, we keep this really bad situation becoming more and more difficult, unsustainable. Is it in 2020? Is it in 2021 or 2022? In any case, the trend is bad.